David DeVetter, and this afternoon I'm going to present to you on my master's, part of my master's thesis, and that will involve summer-induced iron chlorosis on cool season turf. While iron chlorosis has been observed on turf grass species in different conditions such as high pHs or when there's antagonism from other micronutrients, recently we've been seeing a new symptom where chlorosis will appear from the summer months. It'll show up late in July and last until the beginning of December. This chlorosis will go away if left untreated. However, it is pretty widespread. This symptom has been observed in multiple countries. It's been observed on sports fields and golf courses alike, and also on home lawns. And today I'll talk about some research that I've done on sand-based systems, but while the symptom has been observed on sand, it is also present on finer textured soils. Here are a couple pictures of chlorosis. In the top left, there's a picture from China of some chlorotic grass underneath the turf. You can notice a mottling color typical of an iron chlorosis. On the bottom left is a picture of a golf course fairway from Iowa. And then on the right-hand side, there are two pictures from the Iowa State University Horticulture Research Station. And on the top right is a picture of a field study. And you can notice in the front here is a chlorotic area, and in the back is a chlorotic area. And these are due to a couple treatment effects, which I'll talk about later. And in the bottom right is another study where there is modeling of turf caused by an iron deficiency. At the Iowa State University Horticulture Research Station, in 1999, there was a sand pad that was constructed. It was constructed out of a calcareous mason sand that had a pH of 8.2. And this sand was brought in and spread to a depth of 20 centimeters. And on top, unique Kentucky bluegrass was established. After establishment, an annual observation of this summer-induced iron chlorosis was observed, and some preliminary research done showed that iron may not be causing the chlorosis. In 2006, when I started my master's work, the first study that I conducted was to try and determine what was causing the iron chlorosis, and I conducted a nutrient study, and what I did here was threw out all sorts of different nutrients that can cause a chlorosis like this. It included various rates of nitrogen and iron, magnesium and manganese, and other nutrients that typically cause an iron, or that typically cause a chlorosis problem. However, once again, some preliminary work showed that this symptom may not be caused by an iron deficiency, and we were not expecting to see that iron would in fact show any response. The chlorosis would show any response to an iron application. But here's a graph. On the y-axis, you can see color. Color was visually assessed on a scale of 9 to 1, with 9 being exceptional color and 6 being the least acceptable color, with 1 being very low necrotic turf. And the top line, which is represented with black circles, is an average of the iron treatments. There were 3 different rates of iron, and they all acted quite similarly. So in the analysis, these numbers were pulled together to get a mean. And in this graph, it does a very good job of depicting that there was a color response due to the iron addition at days 5, 10, and 15, and that none of the other treatments varied significantly from one another. After it was established that iron was effective at controlling this chlorosis symptom, we went on to do an iron fertilizer rate trial. The objective here was to determine what rates of iron would be effective at controlling the summer-induced chlorosis symptom that we were observing. This is a 2-year study that was conducted in both 2006 and 2007. It was a completely randomized complete block design with 3 replications. And in this study, iron was applied as ethylene diamine diohydroxy phenylacetic acid, or EDDHA, which is a strong iron chelate. The results from 2006 are represented in this graph. Again, on the y-axis, color is listed, and on the x-axis, time is listed. The color ratings were taken for a 11-day period. Treatments consisted of a control treatment and increasing rates of iron up to 1.12 kilograms of iron per hectare. And what this graph displays is that after 6 days, the iron treatments showed an increase in color and a response of the chlorotic turf to iron applications. And by day 11, we can see that the high rates of iron led to the best recovery of iron chlorosis on the turf. However, the top 2 points were not significantly different. Our numbers from 2007 looked a little bit different. This graph doesn't show the same trend. The numbers are pretty jumbled. And as a matter of fact, the only times that we saw treatment differences were over here at time 32 and time 38. And when we did see treatment differences here, treatments that had the highest response were our lower rates of iron fertilizer and not, in fact, the high rates of iron fertilization. It's unclear to me why we saw a good response from lower rates where we saw the worst color from our high rates of iron application. However, there was one significant difference between the 2006-2007 iron applications. While the same chelate and same rates were used, in 2006, we made our applications after severe chlorosis had already developed. That application was made on August 16th. However, in 2007, the application of iron was applied on July 16th, right at the onset of chlorosis. And on this graph, we can see that the chlorosis really started to drop off after day 28, about a month, which gets us back into the middle of August. And by that time, it's quite possible that the iron fertilization had very little effect at all. A third trial that was conducted was a preventive iron application. And here we were trying to determine if we could apply iron throughout or earlier on in the growing season to prevent the onset of the summer-induced chlorosis symptom. Again, a randomized complete block design was used with 3 replications. Iron was applied. Treatment started. The first application date was the 8th of July, and iron was applied. Treatments were applied all the way to the 27th of July. On the graph, there is a list of the dates of actual application. But if you look at the graph, there really is no treatment that was superior to the others. Once the chlorosis finally did come about, all the treatments reacted pretty similarly. And the preventive iron application was not very effective. Another portion of my thesis work was to try to induce this summer chlorosis, and we used heat treatments to try to generate the chlorotic turf at different times of the year. And one study I did was a greenhouse temperature treatment, where plugs were taken from the sand pad and brought into a greenhouse where they had a controlled root zone temperature treatment to try to induce the chlorosis on turf. This is a graph of the color from these plugs. The data points are means of 3 plugs that were grown, or of 3 replications of the treatment. The root zone temperatures for this were controlled by a water bath, which circulated liquid into containers where the plugs were held. The temperature treatments were 18.3 degrees C, 23.9 degrees C, and 29.4 degrees C. And here in this graph, we can see that the color never dropped below 9. There was never significant chlorosis at all, and the color effect was very minimal from this temperature treatment. However, we did also take chlorophyll analysis. Tissue was collected after the 28-day treatment that the plugs were subjected to, and we found here that the low temperature treatments had significantly higher chlorophyll content. So while we weren't seeing a color reduction of the turf, we did see a reduced amount of chlorophyll, which could show that we weren't seeing the color reduction that is typical of reduced chlorophyll content during iron chlorosis, but we are starting to see a reduction in the chlorophyll at these temperatures. A final study that was conducted was a field heat treatment study where we used a heatway snow melting system to increase root zone temperature for Kentucky bluegrass plots. Again, the objective here was to try to induce the chlorosis that had been observed and see if increased root zone temperature is responsible for the chlorosis that we're seeing. And here in the background, you can see a propane tank and a shed which housed a water boiler. And in the shed, there were some temperature controls. And the water boiler would heat a mixture of water and polyethylene glycol and circulate it underneath plots that were 15 by 20 feet large. In this study, I was able, with the construction of the heatway system, I only had 6 different plots that I could control the temperature of, so there were only 3 treatments with 1 replication each. This graph is listed as ambient, medium, and high temperature. The temperatures were set to be the same that they, the same temperatures that were used in the water bath study. However, using the heatway system and setting the temperatures at the same temperature, what we ended up with was an ambient temperature of 24 degrees C. The medium temperature, which we were trying to get to be 24 degrees C, ended up being 34 degrees C, and the high temperature was 39 degrees C. But here, we can see in the graph that the ambient temperature had very good color throughout the entire trial, and at the 2 increased temperature treatments, we did see chlorosis generated. Another thing about this graph is the temperature treatments only lasted for 16 days. So after day 16, when we start to see color recovery, that is after the heat treatments have been turned off. In conclusion, summer-induced chlorosis was caused by an iron deficiency in the plant. Also, soil temperature may play a role in summer-induced iron chlorosis. Summer-induced iron chlorosis was treated with iron fertilization successfully. We found that the increasing rate of iron application led to higher color rating and less chlorosis. Also, a curative application worked better than preventive, and we found that the timing of application seemed to be important, and that if you apply your iron application on the chlorosis at the onset, you may not get full control, and you may have to wait until symptoms are more developed. With that, thank you for your attention, and if there are any questions, I'd like to take those if we have time. Thank you.